It's KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Good morning. A federal judge in Sacramento has upheld California's law shielding immigrants in the country without legal documentation. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports.
Both on Thursday, when he denied a federal motion to block the California law, and in his new ruling dismissing the lawsuit, District Court Judge John Mendez found California did not violate the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution. The sanctuary state law passed last year restricts local and state law enforcement communication with the federal government about undocumented immigrants, but Mendez said not helping the federal government is not the same as impeding it. The judge also dismissed claims against two other laws, one that instructs the state attorney general to inspect immigrant detention facilities and one requiring that employers notify workers about visits from immigration agents. The court case will continue, though, over another California provision that would fine employers for assisting immigration agents without a warrant. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
The Federal Bureau of Land Management plans to reduce hazards caused by dead and dying trees in California next year. Capitol Public Radio's Bob Moffett has that story.
The plan covers 35 California counties from Siskiyou to Santa Barbara and pays particular attention to forest land near power lines, roads, private property, and trails used for recreation. Corrine Francis is the state forester for BLM. She says her agency and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are working together to minimize the effects on plants and animals.
We do a lot with limiting operating periods, retaining certain types of trees, making sure we don't damage the plants in the site by just doing, say, hand felling instead of bringing machinery in.
BLM says there are 127 million dead and dying trees in California forests. Agencies working through California's Tree Mortality Task Force have removed about a million trees since February 2015. Public comment on the BLM proposal will be accepted through August 8th. Tree removal could begin after the first of the year. I'm Bob Moffett in Sacramento.
Find more on these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.